He's bad. He's beautiful. He's crazy. It's
Rich Eisen.
But we start this program today.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
With two words. Question fatigue.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You got a good Taylor Swift story for me?
She makes a mean homemade popsicle.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Bucks general manager Jason Light, Sports Illustrated senior writer Chris Mannix. Coming up, co-host of ABC's Live with Kelly and Mark, Mark Consuelos. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yeah. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Yet another fun show we've had already. Tom Pelissero in hour number one, running through all the free agent possibilities with Russell Wilson, going from the Giants as an exploratory chat to Pittsburgh. And as I mentioned at the top of this very program, there is no better way to indicate to prospective employers, by the way, in any business, this goes for any business anywhere, you're looking for a job, you want to show that you're enterprising, that you want a job, there's no better way to show everyone you mean business than by flying anything through Newark Airport. I mean, that just shows you you're willing to go to every possible length, as Russell Wilson did today. There he is in Newark. That's a way to say, listen, I mean business. Look at the golden light of that Newark Airport morning. Look how beautiful that air is all the way from Elizabeth, blowing north.
Yeah.
At any rate, I'm a Staten Islander. I know of which I speak. And look at him. He's taking pictures with pilots. Look at Russ. That's him saying, I mean business. Like Natron, right? Means business.
I threw it out there. Mm-hmm. Over 4,000 votes right now.
Oh, I might have hit that with a retweet.
The people are speaking. Worst New York area airport.
People are saying LaGuardia is the worst?
31% JFK.
Okay.
33% LaGuardia. 37% Newark.
Everybody knows. Yeah, everybody knows. Know. People know. It's too close a vote. It's too close. It's too close.
Yeah,
it's so close that the popular vote might not mean anything on electoral votes. Electoral votes.
It's a third party candidate.
Yeah, I know. It's RFK. Is the airport, right?
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Rich. Too soon.
Long story short. No, it's not. It's too early. Maybe. At any rate, we talked about that. Tommy P joined us, and then Jason Light, the general manager of the Buccaneers, joined us in hour number two. Chris Mannix just left. Just had a nice chat in the commercial break with Mark Consuelos, who's in our green room right now. He and Kelly Ripa, his wife, getting set to do the After the Oscars special on ABC. He is an owner, a part owner of an Italian football club located in Campobasso. The Campobasso Football Club, and ever since he bought it, it's on the upswing.
Hey,
His son Joaquin wrestles for the University of Michigan. Even though Mark went to Notre Dame.
Oh, great school!
Oh,
see, I like Mark a lot.
It's all right. It's okay.
You're fine with him?
Yeah, better than the other two words he could have said.
Okay.
Oh,
Ohio State.
See, you didn't have to say both.
Okay, you say Notre Dame. They're harmless.
No. Oh. Harmless.
What? I mean, seriously. If we're talking football?
Yeah, we don't play
that. Oh, all right. Please. Harmless. 1988. I mean, I can't hear. I can't hear back that far.
They got a lot of champions.
Come on.
They're like the Yankees.
Wow.
They got them.
So we'll talk about all of that when he joins us, including the Oscars. We're going to preview the Oscars.
I like it.
Right?
Seen one movie.
Yeah.
One movie.
No, I wasn't prepared. I don't have my list.
No, you've seen enough. You've seen enough.
Yeah, most of the movies I like don't get nominated for Oscars.
No, it's because you can get those late at night at home.
Wow. I mean, Rich.
In the 500s?
Hold on, I got to find
the TJ goes so far back in this department, he probably used to have a one of those boxes at home. He's watching those things when it was all garbage.
I was just talking about the black box. I had a black box for
the WHT.
I didn't have to pay for any of the Tyson fights because I always used to say if I had to pay
careful,
for those.
Careful, there's a statute of limitations that not be, might not be
this,
out of you stealing
signals. And I say this
signals.
Sincerely, I would have been so, I would have been so upset that I paid for that
black
fight
box.
And ended in one. It ended in
Who
one
started
round.
The black box?
They were brilliant.
But I appreciate
it. I think it was Wometco, WHT, the movie network.
Man.
You know?
All the movies, all the scrambled channels.
And then came the diaries with Red Shoes.
See. You mention that a lot.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
David Duchovny used to be on that show.
Huh? Who?
David Duchovny got his start on Red Shoe Diaries.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No, the truth is out there.
I can't find it. I had a drop. I think I got rid of it.
That scrambled picture. We've talked about that before.
I don't know about the scramble.
Yeah. No idea.
They were trying to catch something.
It would de-scramble for like a second. Yep. You'd be like,
I saw it. I saw it.
He was on the soft X-Files first. All right. Listen. Batman.
To the Batcave. Meanwhile, Zen and Jane and your friend Gleek.
It's Friday. Where did the Justice League come from? Where the hell did that's Batman. That's not the Justice League.
Well, Batman was part of the Justice League.
He's right.
No.
Come on, guy.
That's from the television show, Batman. Know, that was the music played whenever Cesar Romero wasn't on the Justice League. Okay? Victor Buono wasn't King Tut on the Justice League.
Okay, now
we're going down a deep pop culture worm. I could keep going. Vincent Price wasn't Egghead on the Justice League.
But Wendy and Marvin
Burgess
were there,
Meredith wasn't the Penguin on Justice League.
I mean, Rich, you got them all.
Frank Gorshin wasn't
the Riddler.
The Riddler on the Justice League.
Batman.
Okay. Oh my God! What is happening to him? Are we sure that that candle doesn't have THC in it?
It's TJ Plus.
TJ Plus, the candle, right?
TJ Plus, the candle scent.
I gotta call Lee, by the way. Right. Isn't that the
same great idea for a candle?
All right. We don't like calling out our callers. We don't like calling them out. We like getting calls from them.
Of course.
But it was 1 year ago today. Evan from Portland called in and said he would be calling back a year from then to collect on a bet with you that Daniel Jones was going to what? What did he say? What did he say?
I have it written down. Hold on.
He said what?
He said Daniel Jones, basically that I was going to have to write him a handwritten note apologizing
for your
bad take about Daniel Jones. That I thought the contract was stupid.
Hold on, here it is. We got the soundbite because I called an audible in bringing this up. But hit it. Here we go.
All right, I'm not going to come at you with stats. I'm not going to come at you with like facts or anything like that. All I'm going to say, man, it's right now Wednesday the 8th, 10 a.m. basically.
Yep.
I'm going to call you back a year from now. And you're going to write me an apology letter by talking all this smack about Daniel Jones.
Yes,
absolutely.
I'm going to want a handwritten apology letter, too.
I'm sorry
for my bad opinion. And you were right. Daniel Jones is a good quarterback and worth the money. And I tell you what, if I'm wrong, I will Venmo you for a steak dinner of your choice.
Oh!
Whoa!
Do I get to pick the restaurant?
Yeah, you don't want him to go to Mastro's out here.
Please, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Evan?
Be reasonable with it,
but
okay.
Of course.
Okay.
All right, Evan.
All right.
Deal.
So we haven't heard from him. Where is he? I hope he's healthy and happy.
Right.
Yeah. Healthy, we're hoping for the best. Happy, he most certainly cannot be. As right now, the week one starter is Tommy Cutlets or maybe Russell Wilson, because Daniel Jones is not healthy enough.
And he did not play well last year. Someone was like, are you going to give him a mulligan because he got injured?
Oh, no.
That's the point.
No, that's not the point.
He should never have paid
that dude.
He
was terrible before getting hurt.
Yes.
Before the neck injury, and then he came back and blew out his knee.
So.
Before all of that.
It's a wrap.
And that's why I was saying I heard at the combine that the Giants are done with him. And Russell Wilson walking in the door could be one of those things. Like, hey, we still believe in Daniel. We'll see what it's like when he come back. And Russ is not going to come to New York City. And he just doesn't want to compete for. I shouldn't say that. He'll compete for a job. That's the way he got his job, if he has to. But if he doesn't have to, and he could start week one somewhere, boom. The Giants, that's a spot. More than anyone else, maybe. Apparently the Raiders are next on his hit list.
The Raiders.
So, again, he has shown his true mettle by flying commercial through Newark. That's the end of that. It's a Friday. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? It's time for What's More Likely. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, what do you have over there, Chris Brockman?
All right, some NFL and a couple association ones. How's everybody doing? Happy Friday. Oh, everybody good? Apparently, yeah. I didn't do that last week. Someone got upset.
Some people on YouTube noticed.
What's more likely? Who's more likely to make the third overall pick? The Patriots or anybody else?
Likely to make the third overall pick, Patriots or anyone else? I'll go with anyone else. I'll take the field on this one. I'll say the Patriots are just going to have to look at their roster, understand what's going on here, and trade down and start making picks and start getting a lot more young players into the system. They need it, man. And I know you'll be sitting there third overall on that night as the clock's ticking down, 10 minutes down, nine
excited.
Minutes down,
here
8 minutes down.
But I think deep down I'm expecting, and we have a trade.
I know
it's
that.
It's like, all right.
By the way, I don't sound like that, okay?
What?
And we have a trade.
No, that was doing Roger Goodell.
Oh.
He comes out and announces.
No. He says, he doesn't, nobody sounds like that. That's what I'm just saying.
I'm ready to boo no matter what.
Okay, that I understand. But if you were trying to imitate me, I take offense.
I was doing Roger.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm too sensitive. I'll take the field, and I'll even call my shot. I'll say the Giants move up from 6-3.
I think that's a good.
Even though they probably don't have the draft picks to just forfeit anyway, too.
I don't know.
But put Drake May in there. Hey, if Drake May is the second coming of Philip Rivers. The Giants did draft him once.
But everyone's saying that Drake's got to sit for a year or two, so.
That's where Russell Wilson comes in handy. Hello. What else, Chris?
Interesting. All right, you talked about this. Rich, you saw the podcast with Aaron Rodgers. Wants to play.
I didn't see it.
Wants to play four more years,
I guys. Heard that.
How about this? AFC East quarterback to win more playoff games in the next 4 years. Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen?
Oh, Josh Allen. What are you talking? What is the matter with you?
Because their window's closed.
Dude, what is the matter with you with the Bills?
Their window's closed.
What do you think I'm going to talk? I'm not taking the cheese.
But you're a Jets fan. And you love Aaron Rodgers, and you'd rather have him than. You know, I'm just saying.
I want nothing but the ultimate of success for Aaron Rodgers. Are you kidding me? My emotional well-being is in this man's hands.
I did this one for you.
You know, so I just, you know. But Josh Allen is on a team that's won more and knows how to win, and he's younger, and he's come on, man.
The window, though.
There's a window, and it's wide the F open.
Mm. How about this? I'll rephrase just for you for Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-huh.
What's more likely? Rodgers finishes his career in the next 4 years. Does he have more playoff wins than career MVPs?
So he's got three career MVPs right now?
Four MVPs. Does
four MVPs.
Four playoff wins the rest of his career.
Man. What do you think? The Jets are suddenly going to have, as he said, good fortune?
Everyone had him as a Super Bowl pick last year.
So he's going to have five playoff wins, which means
In
the next 4 years, which means at one point he'll have multiple playoff wins in a single play. So the Jets will get to an AFC championship game in the next 4 years? They've got the defense for it. Sure, I'll say that.
Okay.
Just
got it. I got what I
wanted.
You know,
I feel good.
I got what I wanted.
I thought you were going to go, what's more likely? Aaron wants to play? Like, who would he rather have 4 years, him or RFK?
Good. What do you think he would choose? What do you think he would choose on that? All right, who's more likely to start more games this year?
You like when I do that, TJ.
Start more games in 2024, Russell Wilson or Daniel Jones?
I'll go Russell Wilson. I don't know when Daniel Jones is coming back, man. I don't know when he's coming back. So, I'll go Russ. I'll go Russ. He'll sign somewhere. He'll get a job.
He'll be the starter week one?
Yeah, I think so. But I have to go with a healthy guy as opposed, you know, to somebody who's not. I don't know if Daniel Jones is coming back. By the way, is that an accurate picture of Daniel Jones on the right side of the screen? Yeah?
Are you talking about necks up?
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a neck up.
You got that
right here.
Next,
jeez, though. Look at that. That's impressive. That's a hell of an alimentary canal. I caught you off on that one, right?
Okay. How about this?
Just long necking it.
Defensive star who's available here to end up on another team. Who's more likely to end up on another team? Chris Jones or Brian Burns?
Oh, neither are going anywhere, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think someone swoops in last minute for one of these guys?
No. Well, Brian Burns is franchise tagged. Chris Jones is not, and nobody's going to pay Chris Jones like the Chiefs will. End of story. So I'll say neither. Hmm. I'm going to go neither and ask you for another one.
Not an option, but
okay. I know that.
I don't think.
So what's more likely is Chris Jones? It's Chris Jones. Like somebody's not going to give 2 ones to the Panthers. Although I guess the Rams did a couple years ago. I guess
they were like, take our picks.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you switch music. A couple basketball ones here. Who's more likely to make it back to the conference finals? The conference finals, Lakers or Heat?
I'll go with the Heat, man. Never count the Heat out. You know how it works. In the same way that you talk about the Dodgers, what are they going to do when the playoffs hit? Because they're going to have such a terrific regular season. It's the exact opposite. The regular season for the Heat is always, you know, up and down, and nobody thinks about them. And then the playoffs hit, and then they hit you in the mouth, and it's just like, oh, that's right. And then we'll start talking about the Heat way and how Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley are perfect, and Jimmy Butler is awesome, and you know, and then some idiot will say, don't break up the team for Giannis.
Hate the culture.
I'm the idiot. I shouldn't say those things because those can be used as drops or memes. Yeah, I know. What else? You got one more?
All right, last one. Who's more likely to be NBA Finals MVP? Finals MVP.
Jokic?
Jokic or the field?
I'll take Jokic. I'll take Jokic. Oh, yeah, man. Get ready, pal. Come on, man. Look at this guy. He is going to go 100% diving into the Serbian racing field? The harness racing? He is going to go. He's going to go Serbian harness racing hungover. That's the way it's going to work.
Which Gordon dunk did you like best last night, TJ? The follow up one where he caught it way back here.
That one.
Or Jokic with the kind of no look hook shot pass dunk.
No, that one where he just cocked the hammer, bro.
They're awesome to watch. So I'll take Jokic rather than the weird field, and I'm sorry about that. All right, let's take a break. Mark Consuelos is about to join us live on the Rich Eisen Show set. We'll talk Oscars and so much more with Mark when we return.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast.
Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we're back here on the Roku channel. Our radio audience will rejoin in just a couple of minutes, but the first of two times I say hello to, for the first time, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You see him every single weekday live with Kelly and Mark, the Mark in that equation. Also on Girls on the Bus, a recurring character on Max, and a set to premiere on March 14th, right around next week. Good to see you, Mark Consuelos. How
Thank
are you,
Rich.
Sir?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you, man. We have friends in common.
We do.
And who is always like, you guys should do this. And now here we are doing the show.
Our buddy Tucker, he knew you're a big Michigan guy. And so he knew that my son was going to be at Michigan. He said, you guys should know each other.
Yeah. Jonathan Tucker, who is just, he's such a wallflower.
He is. He needs to open up a little bit.
I was telling you, when he came out here, he's been on the show a couple times.
Yeah, a few times.
He was on really early. We've been on the air since 2014. He was on the show Kingdom, which was on DirecTV.
I was on it with him.
You were?
Yeah. Another recurring character. But Jonathan was amazing on that show.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Frank Grillo and him. That was a hell of a show. And it was great on show. Audience, which is what birthed this program.
Right.
So that's why we're on the campus here of DirecTV.
Did you guys talk about the Patriots when he was on?
We did. We talked about them and the Red Sox. And he there was like a Yankee hat that was in our green room. And he took a photograph of him faking like he dropped it in the toilet. I'm still wondering if he did, in fact, drop it in the toilet.
Oh, I'm sure he would. You know, I called him during the Falcons Patriots Super Bowl to kind of rub it in at halftime.
Oh.
Yeah. But then I'm a Bucs fan.
Okay.
I did a few years of high school in Tampa. Mm-hmm. And when Brady came over to the Bucs, he called me. Uh-huh. He says, you know, buddy, this is like I just divorced my wife and she's marrying my best friend. And Mark,
not overly dramatic at all.
No, he goes, I wish you the best marriage. And we were actually in Vancouver doing separate shows, shooting shows up there. And we sat next to each other during that Super Bowl. And he looked at me at halftime. He goes, you're winning the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they did. I've got Mark Consuelos here on the Rich Eisen Show in Los Angeles, California, because you and Kelly are doing the After the Oscars special next week from the Dolby Theater, huh?
From the Dolby Theater. Okay. Jimmy Kimmel gets done. He hands us the baton and we do the show 6 a.m. live, 9 a.m. live in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your call time Sunday? What do we have?
4:50, 4:45.
Okay.
No, listen, I used to come with Kelly when she did the show,
yes.
And I would go to all the parties, and that would be my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to any of the parties.
When you say responsibility.
Well, I mean, you could put irresponsibility in front of there if you'd like to.
So yeah. You used to just go.
But now you can't,
right? Unless, are you going to?
I'll go tonight and I'll go tomorrow night, which is Saturday.
Yes.
And then that's it.
So not post Oscars, you're not going to go out. So you'll have something to talk about
we have so much to talk. We're backstage. Mm-hmm. As the winners come off the stage, we're the first people they see
on Sunday night.
So we grab them and we'll have all that to talk about.
Okay. So you're working during the award show.
Working.
Damn straight you are.
Yes.
So, okay. So somebody wins Sunday night.
Yeah.
They're head over heels.
Right.
You will get them in their first blush moment.
Kelly says people say things and promise you things after they win that they don't remember. Movie parts. Vacations,
yeah.
And they don't remember.
Because they're blacked out mentally.
Could you imagine?
No, I could not. I could not imagine you've just won an Academy Award.
Academy Award, yeah.
And then you look down and you see the Oscar.
Right.
And then they look up and that's when they're going to sit down with you and Kelly.
We have a little booth. They come in. There's booze in there, I think. We can give them because I think they probably need it.
Sure.
And then we talk and then, you know, we release them.
And then you'll roll it back
Monday morning. Yeah. So that's all the content for Monday.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yep.
That you'll get obviously some great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
You know about. So this is the first time you've ever done that. And then when it's over, maybe you do go just a little bit of something.
Maybe. Vanity Fair. Maybe, I don't know. I'm going to play by ear. It's an hour earlier this year, the Oscars.
Okay.
It's on at 7. It starts at 7, not at 8.
Okay.
So there is maybe an hour after I could go scoot somewhere. But why?
Clocks aren't moving this weekend, are
no,
they?
No. They. Wait.
Okay. They are?
Right. Yeah.
I hate to tell you, you lose that hour, Mark.
I lose the hour. I gained an hour and I just lost an hour.
Just like that.
Thank you for reminding
me.
And
there it goes. All of a sudden, Kelly's sitting there at 8 o'clock Eastern like, where the hell is Mark?
Where's Mark?
Fantastic. All right, let's handicap it. We've got, which one are we going to call up first? We've got Mark Consuelos here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's do supporting actor. We've got the nominees are. I get to do this for the moment.
Ew.
Okay. And the nominees for supporting actor are, I think, Sterling K. Brown.
Sterling K. Brown
is in. There we go. For American Fiction, this is a heavyweight.
Yeah,
man.
De Niro is amazing.
Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Ryan Gosling for Barbie.
Yes.
Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things.
Now, I saw all the movies.
Okay.
And I think the favorite is going to be Robert Downey Jr. But did you see Mark Ruffalo and Poor Things?
I have not yet seen Poor Things. I want to see all this stuff.
I think Mark Ruffalo, for me, is probably the performance of the year.
But that would be the shocker.
It would be a shocker.
Here's the biggest shocker. Keep that up on the screen right here, if you don't mind. I was at the Combine recently. And
did you run the 40?
Not yet. I'm doing that. By the way, I would love your help in all of this when I do it for April.
Okay.
It's a great cause for St. Jude. And so I'm at the combine. I'm at a dinner, and an elderly gentleman went up to somebody at my table and said the following. And I had overheard it, and I couldn't believe it, and I made sure that it was repeated. Somebody, they were having a bet at the table that they were sitting at, pointing at me, wondering if that guy, meaning me, was either Rich Eisen or Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
Fact.
Oh, my God. I see it. No, Rich, I see it.
No, now you're being too nice.
If you squint and go like this, you squint and go like this,
and
I see it.
Have a few cocktails.
Okay.
He's got a few.
So
are you really going to run the 40?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Have you ever done it?
Of course. I do it every year, and that's the logo of the show, right? Me in the
What's
suit.
What's your fastest
right
time?
5.96. And I do it for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital charity.
Amazing.
And now I do it at the Rose Bowl.
Great. That's so great.
Yeah, so, yeah, for
you
sure.
You don't pull a hammy or anything like that?
I absolutely have. So, yeah, what do you think? That's right there. What do you think?
Oh, the split screen is incredible. I
mean, appreciate
it's undeniable,
that.
Rich.
Thank you. Thank
undeniable.
You. Undeniable. I agree.
Stand in, for
I
sure.
I think it's the same glowing eyes. Yeah. All right, next up, found my missing supporting actress as okay. well. Let's break this down. Mark Consuelos here. Again, after the Oscars special, we'll air live Monday next week, 9 a.m. Eastern time. Emily Blunt of Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks of The Color Purple, America Ferrara of Barbie, Jodie Foster for Naiad, and Divine Joy Randolph of The Holdovers. I think she wins that, right?
I agree. Yeah.
The Holdovers is an outstanding movie. I saw
it's
that.
It's great. Yeah. I love Alexander Payne. I love the setup of the movie. You know, a bunch of kids get stuck there over Christmas break.
Right.
It's great.
But she is the
She's
favorite,
outstanding,
right?
Outstanding, yeah.
Okay.
I think she is the favorite.
All right. So
I would not bet against her.
Okay. There we go. Are you betting on this stuff, Chris?
I'm just monitoring the odds.
Very good.
A lot of big favorites. Robert Downey Jr. and Divine Joy Randolph, huge favorites.
And what's Ruffalo in that?
Mark Ruffalo on supporting actor. He is 20-1.
Where does that rank?
He's third. He's behind Ryan Gosling's 10-1.
Okay.
Robert Downey Jr. -3,500. Massive favorite.
And De Niro's just like, what? We just give him this just as a nod just because he's De Niro? And I mean, because at this point in time, of course. I mean, he's fantastic.
It's a long movie.
He got nominated. Weo did not.
That's okay. It's okay.
All right. Which one are we doing next? Just put it up on the screen. I'll follow. Oh, best actor, everybody. And we've got Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Coleman Domingo for Rustin, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright, who was here just 2 weeks ago for American Fiction.
Gosh,
he's awesome.
Yeah,
in that.
He's great. He really is great.
Cillian Murphy
is definitely the favorite, right?
Yep.
Cillian.
Yep.
But Paul Giamatti could sneak in there with kind of a win.
He was great in that too.
Yep.
That
great. Yeah.
But Cillian Murphy was.
I love that movie.
The man.
Yeah.
For Oppenheimer. Literally. Yep. Okay. And he's the favorite?
Yeah, he's a big favorite, -1200. Mark, did you hear the story that maybe Emily Blunt just kind of threw this out there, that he only ate one or two almonds a day to kind of look, you know, the gaunt and slim. Like
I did
he
hear that.
The,
also, yeah. He speaks Dutch in this movie as well, and he learned his line. I mean,
he's showing off.
No, but he's not Dutch.
The first thing I would learn, if I ate two almonds a day... First thing I would say in Dutch is, I'm hungry.
Yeah, you can't just eat two. A handful is 20.
Well, no,
I measured that.
Yeah.
I would expand off the almonds,
yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
You know yeah,
I
mean? You got to put a little berries, you know, dry
no,
berries.
No, I would say pizza.
Pizza.
You know, I'm just, you and I are different.
Yeah. Pizza's
We're
good.
Different.
A lot of protein.
Yeah, I wrote for the student newspaper in Michigan. I didn't wrestle. Can you tell with my diet?
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. Okay, best actress now. There we go. Annette Bening for Naiad. Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon. Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall is a
lovely movie.
Great.
It's great, isn't it?
Movie.
Yeah,
it's
she's
one
amazing.
Of those where you just get deeper and deeper and deeper into
did
it.
Did you see the kid?
He's
the
phenomenal.
Kid. Phenomenal. How did he not get nominated?
I guess because best supporting actor, which is what, that's a deep end of the pool, as
right.
we just established, right?
Right.
Carey Mulligan for Maestro, but Emma Stone is the favorite?
Lily Gladstone. This one's a little close. Two-person favorite, Lily Gladstone -250, Emma Stone. +165.
Both could win it.
Yeah.
I saw both movies. Mm-hmm. Gladstone's phenomenal. And MS. If you, again, you have, your homework is to go watch that movie.
It is that?
Yeah. If you can get past the first 12, Rich, get past the first 12 minutes.
Why? What's
I can't tell you.
Okay.
Just get past, because you think it's going to be like that for the whole movie. It's not.
Okay.
But it's a little.
Yeah. I felt that way with Saltburn, by the way.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I mean, I get that.
I'm
straight up. It was one of those things, again, where Susie and I had a night away. We have three kids, 15, 13, and 10, and my wife, who, by the way, you know, you and I have another thing in common. She sits in this chair
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we've never done a show completely together, like, obviously, what you're doing.
We should try that.
We should, for sure. But that said, we had one movie we could watch, and the first 30 minutes of Saltburn were so wild. We're like, we just
okay. Then maybe Poor Things. Maybe
no, we'll
too
do
much.
It. No, we're gonna lock in. We're gonna lock in.
Let me know.
Best Picture. We have that for the finale here. There it is. American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall. I'm telling you, that was so damn good.
It was.
Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, which we haven't really talked about, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest, which I can't wait to see that too.
Heavy.
Yeah, right?
I mean, beyond heavy. But Past Oppenheimer. Lives, Past Lives, yes. I saw, and you can watch that with your wife.
Okay.
And you bring a Kleenex box.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. It's a beautiful film, but I think Oppenheimer, because just degree of difficulty for that movie?
My wife and I, we saw it in a theater in IMAX. We were blown away. Like, totally blown away.
It's a feat. It really is.
So that's the winner, right?
That's the favorite, yeah?
That's the favorite Oppenheimer?
Massive, minus 5,000.
So what's second?
Plus 2,000, so 20 to 1.
I know that. Which film is that?
Poor Things.
Ooh. Poor Things.
Yeah, and then Zone of Interest, 25 to 1.
Okay. So
Zone of Interest is not winning.
Okay. After the Oscars special, again, you said that's 9 a.m. Eastern time, correct?
9 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay,
but
live
check your local
too,
listings.
Right?
Yeah, it's on in different times in different parts of the country.
Yes, and be careful. Again, clocks get set forward on Sunday. Let's talk about the Campo Basso Football Club.
Oh, yes.
Walk me through this, and for folks who might not be familiar with what Serie D.
Serie D. Which is the fourth division.
Okay. So then why would you buy
We bought them in the fifth division.
Okay.
The story's great.
Okay, please.
I was part of a group that had a piece of a second division, Serie B team, called Ascoli, and I was very excited about that. They made the playoffs. They were in the hunt. And my partner in the group said, listen, we have an opportunity to pick up this team. They were in C. They went out of business, went bankrupt. And the Federation has demoted them all the way down to the fifth division. That's where we have to start. And this was August. And I said, well, do we have a team? He goes, no. I said, do we have a coach? He said, nope. GM? Nope. Stadium? Maybe. I said, let's do it.
Maybe.
I said, let's
do it. On the stadium.
Yeah, let's do it. He told me about the rich history of this team. They've always been in B, C or B. They've beaten the big giants, Juventus of Italy. They've have such a fierce fan base. And the thing that got me is that they're at the risk of losing their team. They weren't going to have a team. And that would have been a shame. And I thought there would be a good opportunity for us to go in there. And we won the league our first year last year, 38 out of 40 games.
Well, congratulations on that.
And now we're in first place, 4 points up, 9 games left. Anything can happen, and it's tight.
How are you enjoying this?
Rich, I got to tell you, I played soccer. I went to school, played soccer. You know, that's why I went to college, to play soccer. I was not good. But to be able to be part of something, the inner workings, the transfer window, let me tell you something, to grab players, you know, to rebuild our team during that time was so much fun. My wife gets annoyed with me because anytime she walks into a room and I'm speaking Italian, she knows she needs just to walk out of the room. Because that's my first language is Italian.
Well, I was about to say, normally it's a language of love, and a wife might look at a man who's fluent in that language and go, oh, this is awesome.
But I did remind, you know, the thing is, when we had bought a piece of this club, I had a conversation with her if we could do it. I think she understood we're buying a house in Italy. I think that's what she understood. And
that's funny.
And so now she's like, wait, I don't have a house. I go, well, there's a stadium and there's a yard for sure. It's a beautiful yard. So now I think I have to make good. You know, we have to go there. But it's been one of the big joys of my life to be part of this.
That's awesome.
And if
man.
We win, yes. If we win, knock on wood, mm-hmm. on wood.
Yes.
I think the stats are right. That will be the first American owned group to take an Italian team up two divisions ever. Consecutively.
Wow. That would be amazing.
Back to back. Usually you buy a team and you get relegated immediately.
Sure.
That's what happens.
Now you're going the other way and two steps.
Two steps.
As well.
Back to C.
So what are you hoping?
I'm hoping that I get a call that we're going to clinch. I can fly out there and, you know, there'll be 40,000 people in the square celebrating that we brought this team from the brink of extinction.
Yes.
And giving them back at least a third division team, which is very competitive in Italy. It's extremely competitive.
Yes.
Because you're playing a lot of teams that have been relegated down. So you're rubbing elbows with some giants. I don't know. I think there's the potential is you can have your favorite team. You can love your Wrexhams. You can love your Milans. You can love your Man Cities. But if you're going to get behind a team that's really an underdog, I think you can get behind Campobasso.
I think it's, I mean, just, I can only imagine. I don't know the town, but from where you just describe it, 30,000 people, you know, in the public square.
Yes.
Piazza,
fireworks going,
wine flowing,
right.
Sun is setting, golden lights hitting, right, man.
Yeah,
and then you're eating great food.
Yeah, it's like a movie.
It is.
It's a movie.
It's like, and I'm sure that's what Kelly thought of when you're getting a house, right, under the Tuscan sun, right?
Under
that's
the Tuscan. Diane Lane walks by. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what my wife would be thinking, 100%. Wow.
So that's so cool. I'll keep it.
Will you please? We'll keep an eye on it. Mark Consuelos here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so your son is a wrestler.
Yes.
For the University of Michigan.
Yep.
Okay.
Go Blue.
How did he get involved with Michigan athletics? How did that happen?
You know, it's interesting. He's a New York City kid.
Yeah.
And his coach throughout club wrestling, because it wasn't really a big program in the city, you'd have to go to New Jersey, was a Michigan grad and wrestled there and it's had deep ties to the system there and just put him in the pipeline.
And now, so he just finished, right? Did I see you? Is he got one more year left?
He's a junior.
He's a
redshirt sophomore. I doubt he's going to do a fifth year. I think he's going to get out of there and graduate and move on.
Because I was about to say, I thought, didn't I see you and your wife there on a senior night recently or something?
We were there.
Like that?
It just happened. We go to all the home matches.
Yeah, at Chrysler Arena.
And we sat next to Sharon Moore and his wife.
I saw that too.
Yeah, I saw that you posted that.
Oh, hell yeah.
What a great guy.
Oh,
what
yes.
an amazing guy.
I agree.
But
Cosign.
Yeah, coach, yeah. And you have to meet Coach Bormet at he's the head coach of the wrestling team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a quality guy. And they've got the Big Tens this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they could do really well in the Big Tens. And they've got the NCAAs in 2 weeks.
So, yeah, I my graduation was in Chrysler Arena
okay.
in 1990. I graduated in that building. I have nothing but love and affection for that whole campus, obviously, and that building as well. What is it like sitting next to your wife watching your son wrestle?
Well, he didn't wrestle that time. But
no,
at
just
least
in general.
I got to tell you, I didn't go to that school. I went to Notre Dame.
I've heard that.
And but I have to tell you that I've shed that off me, and I'm all into this Michigan thing. You can't help when you're walking down Main Street.
Please tell me more.
When you're walking down Main Street,
yes.
right,
mm-hmm.
and you stop over at the Chop House to have a steak,
mm-hmm.
and you walk, and everybody, and you go, and you see the M-Den across the street.
Yes, sir.
You can't help but be, I think it's like an infection. Mm-hmm. What's that show called, The Last of Us? The Last of Us.
I do know.
Sometimes
it doesn't work out very well.
That's what it's like. It's like an infection to be part of the Michigan family. We're all in. We have so much Michigan swag. I got to tell you, there's nothing like it. And you can go, like we were talking about this, you can go anywhere in the world. I've been in Greece, I've been in a small town in Italy, and I'll hear, go blue.
We're everywhere. It is a cult. I agree.
Were you? And I saw your talk about when the football team won the championship.
Yeah,
and it got me emotional.
Thanks, man. About marking of time. About how.
Yes.
You know, you go to a school, you find an identity, you live the identity, you experience the identity. You wonder when you're at the school, seeing people who are, you know, coming back after 30 years, why it means so much to them. Now you are one of those people,
and it's so rare.
Yeah.
To win.
Yeah.
Unless you're Alabama or Georgia. But it's so rare
I know.
To win. You know, my son's freshman year, they won the Big Ten. He's got a Big Ten ring.
That's so cool.
And they were second, the runners-up in the NCAAs. I said, you understand, this is so rare to have this experience.
Well, I mean, it's fitting you went to Notre Dame since you're sitting in Regis's seat, right?
I truly believe he said that to Kelly when she first got the job,
yeah.
that he knew I went to Notre Dame, and that was part of the reason why he wanted her to have the job.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know I only did 2 years.
No, it's okay. He doesn't need to know. What's your favorite Regis story you can share?
Oh,
Mark,
gosh.
What do you have for
you
me?
You know, have you met Regis, obviously. Yeah.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, and I
know his daughter, because Mike Shore is a friend, and JJ.
They're so talented.
Our kids went to school together.
They're so talented. They've done Michael and JJ have done such great things. Such a great storyteller. And he would hold court at a dinner and you'd be locked in. And I'm so glad that I was able to experience that.
Yeah, I mean, the stories, I imagine you could be able to tell.
And he's always the butt of the joke, in which I thought it was always great. You know, he'd always make him, like, something happened to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he was comfortable doing that. And I thought that, you know, that self-deprecation was fantastic.
Well, I mean, he would do that all the time whenever he showed up on Letterman, right?
Yes.
I mean, whenever he was the guest on Letterman's show, it would always be like, they called him last minute and he would show up, but he'd be Regis Philbin, you know?
Yes.
It's pretty cool. You're in his chair right now, man.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It's not lost on me.
That's awesome. And I cannot wait for you to enjoy. What a great seat for Sunday night. That'll be a pretty good seat.
Yeah.
Got your tux picked out?
Got my tux picked out. You know, and also there's the presenters also walk back. We grabbed some of those.
Okay.
So Pacino is presenting. I've never met Pacino. And they don't always come back, the presenters. But I'm going to hopefully try to grab
Pacino's presenting.
Yep.
Who else is presenting? You can give me any names.
Gosh.
What else you got?
Am I getting in trouble for this?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, screw it. What, are they going to take you off the air?
Well, I heard they're getting a bunch of people together at once. So it's not just going to be one person presenting, right? It's going to be two, three, four people.
Yeah. It's a massive list.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like for one category, they'll have three or four people out there presenting, and each person reads off one name who's nominated.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. And I root for Jimmy Kimmel because,
don't you?
Well, first of all, I mean, he's Jimmy Kimmel. But secondly, I was outraged years ago when they went without a host. Because hosts matter, Mark. You're a host right now.
I agree. No, I
agree. You understand what I'm saying? Hosts matter. Hosts make differences. You know what I mean?
Like, and who else could have handled that debacle at the end?
Oh, my God.
La La Land.
If there was no... Who is... Jimmy cleaned up on aisle La La Land, man. If he wasn't there, they're going to mess all over the floor. Come on, man.
Amazing.
Hosts matter.
I agree.
So, Jimmy, I'm glad he's doing it again. And great to have you here. Hopefully the first time whenever you're out here. Let's have you in here and just chop it up. And let's keep an eye on Campo Basso Football Club.
Thank you.
As they make their run for, Sirius C, right?
Sirius C, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. You're the man. Thanks for coming in here. Mark Consuelos is here. We'll wrap up this show, get you ready for NFL Free Agent Weekend. That's how it's happening while the Oscars are going on.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
What's your favorite Morgan Freeman movie?
What's your favorite
Morgan Freeman movie? Shawshank Redemption, 7, Unforgiven, Driving Miss Daisy, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Those.
All of them. Got to pick one.
I got to pick one.
Got to pick one. Life's about making decisions, Morgan.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Why do you choose that one?
So far away from me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I see that character when I look at the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, I just see me. You know what I'm saying?
Huh. So you became someone else?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Bit of a caveat here.
Okay.
Because Clint Eastwood, being one of my favorite directors and acting partners, Million Dollar Baby was pretty good.
Well, I mean, you won the Oscar for that one, for Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, that's right.
That is true. Yeah. Although Unforgiven, to me, I've been talking about it the last 2 hours. It's a perfect movie, Morgan.
Perfect movie.
I mean, from beginning to end, what was it like working with Gene Hackman in that film?
And Gene's one of the masters. He's so believable. We had a scene in Unforgiven where he had me tied to the bars in the jail, mm-hmm. and he was beating me and questioning me. And he came up in one scene and whispered in my ear, "I'm going to ask you some questions. Same questions that I asked whoever that was. And if your answers don't match up, I'm going to hurt you." I believed him.
Fun stuff. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. What a blast. That was fun.
That was great.
Getting ready for the Oscars, getting ready to sit backstage and interview the winners just as they're coming off.
Totally understand what he said. Like, you win, you're in such a euphoric state. You're not going to really remember it. I would promise everything to everyone.
I know.
I got you, man. Let's do this. We're going to do this.
Venmoing people for steak dinner. Like Evan in Portland, Evan. You've got 5 minutes to call in.
Come on, Evan. Where are you at, buddy?
I mean,
game time tickets. Get the app on your phone and make sure you start buying tickets and use our promo code of Rich. You get $20 off your first purchase. Sports, music, comedy, theater events right near you. So easy for you to find exactly the seat you're looking for at the price you want. You get to see the views from your seats. It's all in pricing. So before you hit purchase, you get to know how much everything costs right up front. The guesswork's removed out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create your account, redeem my code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I got a top five going out the door.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's free agency starting. The next time we speak, a window's opening.
Yeah.
You can start talking to free agents 2 days before the new league year begins. You can start talking.
And frenzy.
It's entirely possible that Saquon Barkley will be able to have anybody talk to him the next time you and I speak. So I've got the top five destinations for Saquon Barkley. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, number five on this list, because Saquon Barkley doesn't just bring his abilities to your team. He doesn't just bring his Walter Payton Man of the Year goodness to your community. He sends a jolt through your season ticket fan base. Anybody, whether they have season tickets or not, he sends a jolt straight through your community, as well as the locker room, to say, okay, the front office thinks we're this close or we're that good. How about if after that first season, with C.J. Stroud at quarterback, the Houston Texans decide to go get Saquon Barkley and put him right next to C.J. Stroud in shotgun formation or right behind him. What about Saquon Barkley on the Houston Texans? I know they have a nice running back room already. What if Saquon comes to the Houston Texans? I kind of dig that. That's a way to just serve notice. Okay, AFC, we've added him to this mix. Number four, I don't know what's up with Aaron Jones in Green Bay and A.J. Dillon in Green Bay. Something seems wonky there. We love Aaron Jones. If Aaron Jones and for some reason the Packers don't stay put with him, what about Saquon Barkley in Green Bay and stick him next to Jordan Love?
That's fun.
This sounds off. I'm not going to lie. This sounds like maybe out of everything I'm talking about, some of the most far-fetched. But I'd put him there. Number three is, listen, I understand they've got a running game and a blocking scheme and a concept about running the football where you can plug in a lot of guys and they can be really productive. I'm just saying, certainly if we saw in the playoffs in the AFC Championship game, the lack of running at all, you wouldn't forget about running the football if Saquon Barkley's right next to Lamar Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Put him in Baltimore. see what happens. Lamar and Saquon at the mesh point. Good luck. And see what goes down there. I understand the Gus Bus is there, and I mean Justice Hill and what have you. But that would be really interesting to me. Number two, I keep mentioning this. You wanna show up and show out here in Los Angeles? Put stars on the field. You want a running game, Greg Roman? See what, oh gosh, what Justin Herbert would look like with a running game? How about the Los Angeles Chargers? Jim Harbaugh, serve a notice. The sound of the that you heard a couple weeks ago was the Spanos family Velcro wallet opening up for Jim. Keep it going for Saquon. Number one on the list is let's stop messing around, man. All in means Saquon Barkley next to Dak Prescott.
Oh,
that's what it means. Damn. And you take him from the team that has him in your division, and you say, oh, yeah, everything that we've been running in okey-doke, Dak's re-signed, he's extended, we now have cap space, we're giving it to Saquon, and it's CeeDee Lamb, and it's Dak, and it's Saquon, and he's not on the Giants, he's on the Dallas Cowboys, who is, we all know have been kicking the Giants' ass in games, in the season. Let's do it in the offseason. That's number one.
You think we need one more?
I'll do one more as we go out the door.
I like that first one, Rich. I don't think
How about staying
more.
Put? How about the Giants actually re-sign Saquon Barkley because the Giants fans love him? He deserves to stay in New York. He deserves to not be sent anywhere else. He's your guy, Giants. Figure it out. So I ran the okey-doke on you. Top five destinations for Saquon Barkley. The one more is the destination to stay in put. That'll wrap up this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We'll finish it up on the Roku channel in a sec.
Hey, everybody. This is Dan Bespris, host of Fantasy NBA Today, a daily fantasy basketball podcast. We cover every box score from every game, every day. Plus bonus shows on buy low opportunities, players to stash, schedule analysis, and really anything you could need to smash your league into deliciously tiny pieces.
Catch the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, part of the Believe Network, on YouTube or wherever you listen.